and you are listening to the Texas Standard. It's not often that the Los Angeles Times covers news with a Texas slant, but this time was somewhat unavoidable. Last week, a headline announcing that Elon Musk's SpaceX project was canceling plans to build its biggest rockets at the Port of Los Angeles, shifting production to South Texas. The story got lots of play in Southern California, where it was considered something of a blow for the region's dream of being at the epicenter of the next wave of space exploration, and something of a victory for California's economic rival, you know where, Texas, right? Steve Clark is staff writer at the Brownsville Herald, and he knows a thing or two about SpaceX operations down in South Texas. Steve, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So that SpaceX has a facility, South Texas launch site, a sort of spaceport that has been under construction for some time just up the road from you, right? Tell us a little bit about this Boca Chica site and what's expected there.
Well, ground broke on it in September 2014. Elon Musk was down here and then Governor Rick Perry. And at the time, the facility was planned for 12 commercial launches a year. Mm-hmm. Though when Musk was taking questions from reporters, he did say something about the possibility that someday the first person to depart Earth for Mars could actually leave from Boca Chica.
Wow, that's pretty dramatic. What about this project that is now being shifted to Boca Chica, it sounds like? What can you tell us about this Starship Hopper?
Right. The Starship Hopper is the first prototype of what SpaceX is now calling Starship, which is the spaceship that would eventually take people to Mars. I guess there are going to be more prototypes to follow. What has moved from California, from Los Angeles, is construction of the prototypes, not development necessarily of the Starship program. There was a little bit of a kerfluffle last week when the LA Times came out with that story. Mm-hmm. So they're keeping, I guess, every part of it there at the Port of Los Angeles or in Hawthorne, California. Hawthorne is SpaceX's headquarters, except for the actual construction of the prototypes, which will happen at Boca Chica, but that's still a pretty big deal for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you expect engineers to be arriving at the site? Are things going to change economically for that region, do you think, or not so much?
Well, it's hard to say. I think most of the engineering will probably be done in California, though I guess you have to have a certain knowledgeable staff here on hand to oversee construction of the components. This first prototype they put together with remarkable speed. Musk started tweeting photos of components of it being assembled right after Christmas, and then within a matter of days, the thing was complete.
Wow.
As far as driving an economic development, there's been a lot of talk that SpaceX and launches would do that down here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's been much of an economic impact, but I do know that traffic, people going out to see the rocket, take pictures of it, posing with it and all that, has increased quite a bit. A lot of people posting pictures on Facebook about going out to see the rocket and take photos. So it's generating quite a bit of buzz.
This move from the Port of Los Angeles to Boca Chica comes just after SpaceX announced it would be laying off about 10% of its employees to become a leaner company. And I guess I have to ask, especially in light of this new space race that seems to have developed between California and Texas, whether or not the Texas economic situation is more favorable for launches, how this might play out in the long term.
It's possible that the business landscape in Texas is more welcoming. I don't know. It could just be sheer logistics, because Musk was mentioned that the reason prototypes are being built here is because they're so large that it would be very difficult to transport them over a long distance. So it might just be that.
Any launch date announced yet or no?
March is a real possibility, it sounds like, according to Musk. They want to start hopper tests with this thing very soon.
Keep your eyes on the sky. Steve Clark will. He's staff writer at the Brownsville Herald. Steve, thanks so much.